The following is a presentation of KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 KJAN. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by members of the KJAN All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Oh, good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball coverage here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web for you as well at KJAN.com, and you can check out live streaming audio there, live streaming audio on the KJAN app, and you can also check out the live video stream tonight as well on our TV page at KJAN.com. And we hope you join us here for this girls' matchup here this evening as the Atlantic Trojans step outside of the conference and outside of class, actually, here tonight to play host to the Trainer Cardinals. Of course, a very solid Trainer team, as always, under Coach Gail Hartigan, as they are 11-2 coming into this contest here tonight. Atlantic comes in at 6-10, and obviously Atlantic probably plays a little bit better competition throughout the season playing in the Hawkeye 10, but Trainer always a very salty girls team, and they're proving it once again here this year that they're trying to make another run here to through the state tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. These two teams only have one opponent in common so far this year. That would be Red Oak from here in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, and neither one of them had much luck with them. Back on December the 9th here in Atlantic, Red Oak defeated Atlantic 49-44. Tight ball game, just a five-point game, and Atlantic coming up on the short end. That was after Atlantic got off to a 4-0 start to the season. That was their first loss of the year. For Trainer, they played Red Oak earlier this month back on the 3rd, coming right out of the Christmas break, and that was at Red Oak, and that was a 51-36 loss, a 15-point loss to the Tigers in that ballgame. That's the only common opponent, but, you know, both these teams play some pretty fair competition. Trainer, granted, in the Western Iowa Conference, are playing largely 1A, 2A competition as opposed to the 2A, 3A, and sometimes 4A competition in the Hawkeye 10. You know, there are some pretty good teams out there as well. IKM Manning, a very good team. In fact, that's the only other loss this year for Trainer, and IKM Manning got them good too, 87-50 on the road. So they played a few pretty good ball clubs as well this year and played a few close ball games also here during the course of the season. So both these teams pretty well tested. Trainer, long, long tradition with Coach Gail Hartigan. And she's not experienced a lot of losses over the years, so she comes into ball games expecting to walk out with W's.
Sure does, and we've got a nice crowd starting to filter in here on a Monday night for this out-of-conference game. And if you can't make it out here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium to catch it, we hope you're joining us here on the radio or watching it online with us as well here tonight. It's Atlantic hosting Trainer here in this girls' contest. We'll take a quick break here, come back and take a look at these two teams. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Score big savings at Atlantic's Hy-Vee Food Store, located on 7th Street in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. You'll find a helpful smile in every aisle at the Hy-Vee Food Store in Atlantic. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight. Chris Parks along with Jim Field bringing you coverage of this girls' contest this evening in varsity play. Atlantic is taking on Trainer. The JV game wrapped up a little while ago, and it was Atlantic picking up the victory in the JV game. 60-43 was the final there, so the home team gets one win so far here on the evening. And, of course, the varsity girls hoping that they can continue that streak here a little bit later on. We got to watch Atlantic play on the road on Friday night, picked up a nice win over Clarinda, and were able to hang on to that one down the stretch. They made some free throws when they needed to, started to make some plays when they needed to as well, and figuring out the offense a little bit more. Of course, they started the season so well, got off to a hot start, hit a little bit of a tough stretch since then, but I think here later in the year, maybe starting to fill those pieces in a little bit better here for first-year head coach Kelly Jewell, and starting to work some different players into that rotation as well, and starting to get things gelled a little bit more here down the stretch.
Well, and some of the players who are going to get varsity minutes in the ball games too are getting significant minutes in the junior varsity games. So some of these kids are seeing a lot of floor time. You know, girls like McKenna Denbesty, Stephanie Sandbothy, Emily Hohenberger. These are players who are getting a fair number of minutes during the course of the varsity contest. They're playing quite a bit of minutes during the junior varsity games. And, you know, it can only help. The more you get a chance to play, the more you get a chance to move. You're still with a pretty young team for the most part with Atlantic. You know, you're only looking at a couple of seniors, three seniors on the basketball team right now. So, you know, you're not losing a lot of players from this. It's largely a young program. So the more they can play competitively and in an organized fashion, not just at the YMCA running up and down the floor, but running plays, running the offense, I mean, it can only help these kids down the road.
Yeah, certainly, and we were talking about that before we even got the broadcast started tonight, that, you know, this is also a building for the future kind of effort as well for Coach Jewell. You never know first year as a coach what you're going to get, but they've had some times of success here this year, but obviously know that they're working for the future as well, and with just that few seniors on the roster, you got a good opportunity to get those minutes out on the floor and keep working with those girls and trying to build something for the future here for this Atlantic program as well. So see if they can build on that here at the end of the year. You'd obviously like to have some success down the stretch to help build the spirits.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so that's a look there at kind of what's going on with Atlantic here so far in this season. We talked a little bit already about Trainer and some of the tougher competition that they played, just those two losses to very tough teams in both Red Oak and IKM Manning here on the young season here so far. We'll go ahead and take one more break. When we come right back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups here for you and look at some of the numbers here for these two teams. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Ottoman for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them also for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Vetter Equipment in Ottoman today. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure to ask them about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation year-round, also payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic, call 243-5028.
Welcome back to high school basketball coverage here on KJN. We're at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as the Atlantic girls play host to the Trainer Cardinals here tonight. And we're getting tipped off here in about 5 minutes or so. That's the other unique thing about being able to come out tonight, and that's maybe why we're seeing maybe a little bit larger crowd than you would normally expect. It's a chance to come out and watch one of the teams without the other team being out playing tonight because the boys are off. You see most of the boys over there in the student section helping come support the girls, so it's kind of fun for them to get a chance to support one another as well. And of course, all those parents of the other side that are usually traveling to the boys game get a chance to come check out the girls here this evening. Take a look at the starting lineups here for you and look at some of the numbers here as well for the visiting Trainer Cardinals and Coach Gail Hardigan. Here's how they'll line up. Number 11, Sarah Dyson, is a 5'7 junior. Number 21, Laura Hempel, a 5'7 senior. Number 23, Madison Paulson, a 5'8 sophomore. Also number 51, Kaylee Christensen, a 5'8 senior. And number 53, Randy Robinson, a 5'11 sophomore. That's the lineup for the Cardinals.
And they lean a lot on the low post players, players like Kaylee Christensen. She's averaging 14 points a game. Shoots 55% from the floor on the season. Laura Hempel averaging 9 points. Madison Paulson averaging just under 10 points a game. Randy Robinson and Madison Ditchler each averaging about 6.5, 7 points a game. So, yeah, they get pretty good production out of their players. Christensen also leads them in rebounds with 86 and steals with 34. You don't expect that from somebody who plays primarily down low. And then also Randy Robinson got 70 rebounds on the season. She's their second-leading rebounder. Steals, boy, they get a lot of steals. I mentioned Christensen with 34, but Laura Hempel has 35. And we got Madison Paulson with 26, Sarah Dyson with 20. They have 195 steals on the season. That's over 90 steals more than what Atlantic has on the year. Randy Robinson has 14 block shots as well. You know, we're going to contrast some of these numbers here in a little bit, but on the season, 152 assists recorded for Trainer. And I want to tell you about that here in just a minute after you introduce the Atlantic players.
Taking a look here for the Atlantic Trojans and head coach Kelly Jewell. They're 6-10 on the year. Here's their starting five. Number 23, Aaron Olson, the 5'5 junior. Number 24, Sky Thompson, the 5'9 junior. Number 35, Catherine Leonard, the 5'10 sophomore. Number 40, Tiffany Williams, the 5'11 junior. And number 50, Macy Schmidt, the 5'7 senior. That's the starting five for Atlantic.
Yeah, for Aaron Olson's their leader, averaging just shy of 13 points a game. And as a team, Tiffany Williams, Sky Thompson, Stephanie Sandbothy off the bench, Catherine Leonard, all averaging right around 6.5 points a game. So they get pretty reasonable production out of a lot of different players. Tiffany Williams leads them in rebounds with Catherine Leonard right behind. And Williams also one of the steals leaders with 24. Sky Thompson has 24. Aaron Olson has 21. Now, I mentioned the assists. Trainer has 152 assists credited during the course of the season. Atlantic has 28.
Wow.
Atlantic's assist leader is Tiffany Williams with 7. Now, we can only depend on the stats that they provide us. On the other side, Trainer has 3 players with at least 20 and one with over 30. So by herself, Madison Paulson has more than the Atlantic team. So it's pretty impressive numbers with regard to the assists. And, of course, as we all know, assists lead to good ball or come from good ball movement, and they lead to scoring.
Yeah, and good team play. So obviously that's something Atlantic needs to pay attention to here tonight to try to make sure that they're watching everybody out there on the floor.
Well, when you look at the numbers, too, Atlantic averaging 43.7 points a game. They shoot 32% from the floor, 26% from the arc, 63% from the free throw line. For Trainer, they're averaging 58.4 points a game, a full 15 points better than Atlantic on average. They shoot 45.2% from the floor. That's 14 points better than Atlantic. They shoot 31% from the three-point line, and they're a 59.5% free throw shooting team on the season. So they get the ball, sounds to me like they get the ball a little closer to the basket more often and take advantage of some of their opportunities more often than does Atlantic.
Yeah, then we'll see if Atlantic is able to kind of combat that tonight, especially in the looking at that steals and turnover category. Atlantic has a propensity to turn the ball over, and obviously Trainer very good at taking away, so something they'll really need to focus on being good at here this evening if they want to come away with a victory. Both teams are done warming up and about ready to be introduced here to the crowd, and then we'll get things started. So we'll take one more break and get you ready for tip-off coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get ready for this girls' varsity game tonight, Atlantic hosting Trainer. I remind you here of the starting lineups as they're being introduced here to the crowd for Atlantic. It's Aaron Olson, Sky Thompson, Catherine Leonard, Tiffany Williams, and Macy Schmidt. For Trainer, Sarah Dyson, Laura Hempel, Madison Paulson, Kaylee Christensen, and Randy Robinson. Those are your starting lineups here for these two teams this evening. For the Atlantic Trojans, they'll be wearing their home white uniforms with the black lettering and then the gold trim with the gold and black piping down the side and the Trojan Head logo. For the Trainer Cardinals, they're wearing their road red uniforms with the white lettering and the white trim down the side of the uniform as well and on the collar. Atlantic now being introduced here to the crowd and getting the starting lineups finished up. And we'll get ready for basketball here shortly. I mentioned a nice crowd falling in here tonight. It's filled up pretty nicely here this evening for this one.
Well, this will be a nice non-conference test tonight for Atlantic as they get ready for the final run down the stretch of the season. We'll have the Atlantic girls again Friday night on the road down at Red Oak. Another good test for them.
Listen in now here as we have our national anthem played before we get started. National anthem taken care of as we get ready for basketball for you here tonight. Thanks for joining us once again here on the radio at AM 1220 and FM 101.1. We're on the web for you as well at KJN.com. If you would just like the audio, you can check that out in the top right-hand corner once you get to the website. If you want to check out the live video stream, you can do that on the TV page. Once you go to KJN.com, click TV, and then it'll click play on the box that you'll see there on the screen, and the audio will be included along with that video right there on that page. Everybody ready to go. We're in the center circle. Tiffany Williams in the middle, and she's going to tap it up here against Randy Robinson, and the tap going to be controlled here by Atlantic as Catherine Leonard came up with the basketball. And now Atlantic will try to set up their offense. They work from right to left here as we start the game, as we sit on the scorer's table side of the gymnasium here at Atlantic High School. Left side pass to Williams. Leonard streaking right down the left side of the lane. A nice pass to her. She kind of stumbled as she went to the hoop, but able to knock down the shot. And it's a 2-0 early lead here for Atlantic. Leonard's been playing through a bum knee the entire season. She's got a big brace on that left knee, and you can tell it bothered her a little bit on that last play. Trainer now trying the same type of play as they get a player streaking down the left side, and Sarah Dyson knocks in the running jumper off the glass, and we're able to tie it up here at two apiece. Atlantic the other way. Williams driving baseline. She'll float one up. It's too strong. And the rebound pulled down here by the Cardinals. Paulson will bring it up the floor. She'll dump it off now here to Hempel. And she'll go baseline. Cut off there and kicks it back up top. They work it left side to Dyson. She'll fire up a three ball and knock it down. Sarah Dyson with the first 5 points of the game here for the Cardinals. And they lead it now 5-2 on that three. Aaron Olson back the other way for Atlantic. She'll dump it right side here to Schmidt. Now high post Williams. She'll pop one there from 14 and knock it down. Nice job, Tiffany Williams, finding a seam and knocking down the shot. 5-4 here. Good play early on between these two teams. Up top, Hempel has it. She'll throw it left side over to Dyson. Dyson puts it on the floor baseline. It's cut off there and double team. Knocked out of her hands and stolen. Leonard has it. She'll throw it up ahead for Olson. The run out and the layup on the run is good. Nice job in transition that time by Atlantic after the steal. And it's 6-5. They retake the lead by one.
And Olson ran the floor pretty well that time. Up until just before game time, they weren't sure if she was going to start or not because she tweaked an ankle last night in practice, but she seemed okay there.
Yeah, now she's hobbling a little bit on the defensive end, but she's still fighting through it. Here's a pass in the middle now for the Cardinals, and they force one up there with Robinson, missed it, and then a foul on the rebound afterwards, and I believe it's going to go against Atlantic, and I think Catherine Leonard's going to pick up the foul, and that is the case. She picks up the first foul of the game. So inbound from underneath the hoop here for Trainer. Sanbothy's going to check in. Olson's going to come out. As Coach Jewell could tell, she was hobbling a little bit after that run out in the lay-in, so they're going to give her a rest right now. Inbound pass into the corner and a three ball on the way here for the Cardinals as they miss it there with Paulson. Rebound here for Atlantic. Here's Catherine Leonard driving into the middle of the lane, all the way down the left side, forces a shot up, no good, partially blocked. The rebound, Schmidt, and the putback is good. Macy Schmidt in the right place at the right time to put it back home, and it's 8-5 Atlantic. Cardinals now have it. Tiffany Williams running the top of that 3-2 zone that Atlantic likes to run. Down low, they'll get it on the block here to Hempel. She forces a shot over Sambo. They missed it. Rebound fought for, grabbed by the Cardinals, and then the putback no good by Christensen. And the rebound comes down to Atlantic. Here comes Skye Thompson, and she's bumped on the other end by Christensen, and Christensen will pick up the first foul for the Cardinals. Substitution now here for Trainer as well, as they're going to bring Abby Tarks into the contest, the 5'10 sophomore. Inbound pass now for the Trojans, and they'll throw it over right side. Schmidt now left to Thompson, and a traveling violation by Sambo. She got the feet moving before she put the ball on the floor and turns it back over. Just underway here, 5:07 to go first quarter, 8-5 Atlantic, the early lead here at home over Trainer. Girls varsity play tonight. Pass right side over to Hempel. Now they'll get it into the high post. Shot blocked there as Christensen tried to go up. They get it back outside for a three-ball try that's no good. Rebound Cardinals again, and then we have a jump ball called down underneath, and it'll belong to Trainer on the arrow.
Well, Atlantic has a definite size advantage, height advantage inside, and looks like they're trying to take advantage of it both sides of the basketball right now.
Inbound for the Cardinals, and they almost travel with it. Paulson barely kept that pivot foot down. Now the pass in the middle of the lane. Shot up and good, and a foul call. And they'll have a chance at a three-point play as Hempel knocked one down in traffic against Sanbothy.
It's a tough one to take. It might end up being a three-point play, and it should have been a turnover.
So now Sanbothy will be hit with that foul. It's the second foul against Atlantic. And the free throw on the way, and good. So Hempel does convert. And it's now a tie ball game here at 8 apiece. Back the other way, Atlantic setting up the offense. There's a kickball out front. Dyson got a foot on that pass from Thompson. Leonard will inbound on the far side near midcourt. Substitution again here for Trainer. And now we'll get things started again as they get it inbounds. So Thompson will get it to Leonard. She puts a shot up in the middle of the lane. She's fouled. And Tark's going to be hit with that foul, and we'll go to the line here to shoot two.
Good aggressive play. Atlantic trying to penetrate with the basketball. Catherine Leonard running the point right now with Olsen on the basketball floor. She's a little more size to her than what Olsen has. Not afraid to mix it up down the lane.
Yeah, she's not afraid to put it on the floor and drive, and she really moved her way in that time. Got the foul call, and she knocks down the first free throw. Aaron Olsen checks back in for Atlantic as Schmidt's going to check out. 4:31 to go first quarter. 9-8 Atlantic. One more free throw here for Leonard. And she pushes the lead out to two. 10-8. Inbound, and the Cardinals will walk it up the floor. Hempel has it. She'll throw it left side over to Dyson. Dyson gets it in the middle there to Christensen. She stops and fires as she got behind the defense and knocks one down there from about 13 feet. And it's tied at 10. Here's Olsen back the other way. She'll throw it across court pass over to Thompson. She'll drive all the way in and miss the layup. Rebound pulled down here by Trainer. And now they throw it away. Threw it to nobody, and Sanbothy spotted it. She tracks it down, goes to the hoop, and she'll get a foul call and a chance for two shots as they try to set up for the charge underneath. That's Madeline Deichler who picked up the foul. She just checked in a moment ago there off the inbound play at midcourt. And the freshman picks up the foul, and we'll have two shots now here for Sanbothy. And the first one off the mark there, no good. One more coming here for the 5'9 sophomore. Second free throw is off the back iron, no good. Long rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. They'll bring it up the floor here right side and dump it back out front here to Hempel. Now in the middle they go to Christensen. She pump fakes, dumps it back outside. Now they try to force it down on the block. It's tipped and stolen for a moment, but Olsen couldn't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds. Sanbothy got in the passing lane to knock it away initially. Substitution again here for Trainer, as now they're going to bring in Madison Paulson back into the game, as Hempel will check out here. Inbound pass. They'll get it in the middle. Christensen tried to force it down low, but Sandville, they spotted it again and knocked it away and stole it. Off to Tiffany Williams. She'll bring it up, and now she lost it. Tough pass, and it's taken away by Christensen. She'll go the other way for the layup, and she gets it. Mistake there cost Atlantic 2 points, and it's now 12-10. Cardinals take the lead again. Into the corner here, Schmidt to check back in. Down low to Sanbo. The shot partially blocked out of bounds by Christensen, and it's going to be Atlantic ball underneath. Macy Schmidt will inbound. Inbound will be lobbed up top here to Thompson, and she lost the handle on it. It's stolen away by Dyson. She'll run it out up ahead. Here's Deichler with it, and the freshman gets caught up with herself down on the block, and she turns it over on the travel. Sandbothy got in front of her and forced the turnover. Inbound pass now here for Atlantic, and they'll work it up to Thompson. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Thompson will kick it in the corner to Williams. Back up front they go to Olsen. Olsen waiting and fires it across over to Schmidt. She's open for three, and she'll take it. That's off the back iron, no good. Long rebound being fought for on the floor. Now it's tied up, and it'll be a jump ball belonging to Atlantic. Three new faces back into the game here for Traynor as they continue a lot of substituting here early on in the game. Robinson's back in there along with Hempel, and also coming in is Summer Goss, the 5'4 junior. Inbound pass. It's loose on the floor for a moment. Goss had it. Now she loses it. Olsen up ahead to Williams. Now to Schmidt down low. Missed the shot. And then a foul on the rebound try. That's unfortunate. Schmidt had a great opportunity. Try to knock one home. And she's going to end up getting whistled for the foul after the miss. So now back to the Cardinals. And they'll bring it up the floor this time. Madison Paulson will run the point. 12-10 Cardinals leading. 2:40 to go first quarter. In the corner, three ball on the way. That's off the mark there by Hempel. Rebound pulled down by Sandbothy. Olsen now trying to run the floor. Gets it up ahead to Williams. She'll stop and kick it back out. Here's Olsen driving right side through traffic. Forces the shot up, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Christensen. Almost taken back away, but she's able to corral it. Up left side now, Hempel has it here for the Cardinals. She'll launch it back out front. Here's Christensen with it at the high post. Thought about the shot. Kicks it back up top. Three ball by Paulson is good. Madison Paulson knocks down the tray, and it's 15-10. Cardinals leading. Schmidt right side with it for Atlantic. Back up top to Olsen. Skip pass across to Thompson. Thompson driving through traffic. She'll dump it to Williams. Williams down low to Schmidt. Found a spot. Turns. Missed the shot. Rebound bouncing off the rim and over far side to Hempel. And now she'll throw it up ahead and throws a bad pass. Sandbothy steals it. Now Schmidt has it here for Atlantic. She'll drive right side. Didn't look down low. Finally got it to Olsen. She's open. She missed the shot, though, as she tried to hurry it. And the rebound pulls down by the Cardinals. Robinson pulled down the board, and now they'll set it up again. They'll spread the floor here. Goss will try to dump it down low to Christensen. Tough pass stolen by Thompson. Thompson running the other way with it for Atlantic. Knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. They'll stay with Atlantic underneath. 1:16 to go, first quarter. It's 15-10. Traynor leading Atlantic here at Atlantic High School. Lobbed up top, Olsen will fire the three quickly, and in and out, no good. Rebound, though, Sandbothy, and then a reach-in foul. Madison Paulson tried to poke it away, and she'll get called for the foul. That's the fourth team foul against the Cardinals. Inbound underneath now. Catherine Leonard will set up the inbound play. Waiting, he'll dump it out top to Olsen. Olsen goes over right side to Schmidt. Now they bounce it to Leonard on the block. Kicks it back out. Schmidt, it was a little bit too strong coming at her, and she couldn't grab it before it hit her in the chest and then bounced off. It's stolen. Up ahead, Goss will spot up there for a 15-footer, no good. Rebound inside, and Deichler is able to corral it and put it back up off the glass and in. 17-10. Cardinals leading. Atlantic trying to get something going here on offense. Now they get it down low to Schmidt. This time she knocks it down. She's missed a few of those close ones. She buries that one, though, and it's now 17-12. 37 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Traynor sets up their offense as they spread the floor. Hempel will dump it into the corner. Now they'll try to force it down inside. It's knocked away by Sandbothy, but a foul whistled. And I believe it'll be Sandbothy that gets hit with it, and it is. It's her second. Fourth team foul against Atlantic. Couple substitutions here. Tiffany Williams back in for the Trojans. Sanbothy will come out. Dyson's back in there here for Trainer. And also bring back in Abby Tarks. Here's a lob in. They get it in there to Paulson. Paulson dumps it in the corner. Hemphill has it, and they'll bring it back out front. Paulson will swing it right side. Three-pointer on the way by Dyson. That's short. Rebound, batted around, and Leonard comes up with it. Trojans now with a chance here on the other end. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Thompson baseline. Tough pass, too low, and Williams couldn't grab it, and they turn it back over here to Trainer. Plenty of time here for the Cardinals. They have 9 seconds to go here at the end of this first quarter. Plenty of time to get a good look here. Up top here, the crossover. Almost lost it. Deichler grabs it and guns it. She thought she had less time. The student section fooled her. And the grab by Olsen, and she launches it up to the floor, and it banks no good, and that'll be the end of the quarter. 17-12, Trainer leading here after one. We'll have the second quarter coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop offering professional work at competitive rates, as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop, we meet by accident. Larry's Painting Service is ready to take care of your painting, project, and repair needs. For interior, exterior, commercial, residential, metal buildings, decks, and barns for farmers, give Larry's Painting a Service a call at 254-1953. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. We go to the second quarter, 17-12. Atlantic trailing Trainer here as we go to quarter number two. Trainer with the basketball here to start this second quarter as they quickly work it into the high post to Christensen. Lost the ball. Turnover. Atlantic comes up with it. Quickly up the floor, they get it to Williams here, left side, into the lane, running the floor and getting rewarded is Catherine Leonard as she lays it in with the left hand, and it's 17-14. Trainer with the lead by three with the basketball as Hempel brings it to the front court. Lob right side corner with it. There is Robinson all the way across left side. A three ball on the way is no good. Rebound is blocked on the putback try, but then grabbed inside, and Robinson finishes it off. Hempel tried to fire up the three. That wouldn't go, but they end up getting it anyway inside on the two-point basket. It's 19-14. Thompson here left side is harassed on the dribble. Now they cross it over to the right side. Schmidt down low. Leonard cutting to the baseline. Her shot attempt is blocked. She ends up on the floor. And the ball comes away to Trainer. Up the floor they come here. Dyson right side out on the circle. Double team. Lobs it across into the lane. Cutting down low. Banking one up and missing it is Hempel. And the rebound taken away by Atlantic. Quickly up the floor, running is Williams. She'll feed it back, and out top it goes now to Olsen. She'll line up a three, no good. Rebound Williams. Her putback is blocked, and she'll go to the free throw line as she got hacked on the arm. 6:38 to go in the second quarter, 19-14. Trainer with the lead, and a foul whistled against Laura Hempel. That'll be her first. Team foul number five against Trainer here in this first half. Tiffany Williams at the line for Atlantic, and the first one just caught the front of the rim. That's no good. She'll have one more. Deichler back into the ball game now as Madison Paulson will check out for Trainer. One more try coming by Tiff Williams, and the second one is good. So she makes one of her two. That makes it a 19-15 Trainer lead. Atlantic basketball back to the front court. Or Trainer basketball, rather, across the timeline. Now Dyson has it out high. Left side, Hempel. Into the lane it goes, and the ball knocked away on the dribble as Christensen tried to put it into traffic. And it's taken away by Atlantic. Leonard now to the front court. Up the right side. Drives to the basket. Short jump shot was blocked. Looked like she got her arm hit by about three different Trainer Cardinals. But the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. A lot of contact down the lane that time. Back into the ball game is Madison Paulson. She'll take Christensen's place in the lineup for Trainer. Leonard to inbound underneath for Atlantic. Left side, Schmidt in the corner open, tries a three. It's off the mark. Leonard got the rebound. The putback, no. Rebound Williams, and she's fouled on the attempt. Williams gets fouled underneath. That's Randy Robinson, and that'll be her first. Six team fouls now whistled against Traynor in this first half, and nobody with more than one. That's spreading them out. Williams at the line again. The first one this time is good. She'll get one more. 6:11 remaining. We're early in the second quarter. Second free throw try by Tiffany Williams is also good. That one crawls through. Makes it a two-point game now, 19-17. Atlantic trailing by two to Traynor here in Atlantic. Into the lane they go. Robinson tried to drive the base out of the free throw lane. Had the ball stripped away. It's Olsen on the run up the floor. She'll lay it up on the run. No good through traffic. The rebound grabbed by Traynor. Now knocked out of bounds and last touch by Robinson. So the ball back to Atlantic. 5:56 left second quarter for Traynor. Christensen back in. Tarks also checks back into the lineup. Atlantic basketball from the baseline. They inbound. Williams right side. Her shot blocked. She grabbed it, tried to quickly elevate for the shot. It was blocked and taken away by Traynor. Cardinals up the floor now here near side. Paulson into the corner to Dyson. Dyson off the dribble. Back outside. They'll swing it around left side. Hempel now over to the far corner. It's Tarks. And her pass is stolen away. Tiffany Williams up with it. Feeds it ahead now to Olsen. She runs ahead and lays it in. Aaron Olsen beat him up the floor. Got the lay-in, and we're tied at 19. Atlantic battling back here. Traynor with a basketball. Left side it goes to Tarks. All the way on the skip pass here to the right side. Oh, and that shot came up short. And that's going to be saved on the baseline by Traynor, but right to Atlantic. Boy, the three-point ball by Paulson came up short. Basketball here near side of Thompson. She'll drive baseline. Her shot blocked away. Boy, a lot of blocked shots here in this first half. Traynor comes up with it out of the front court. Paulson fires it across here to Hempel. Hempel right corner. Dyson and a timeout asked for by Traynor. This will be a full timeout. Gail Hardigan off the bench to ask for time. 19-all, we're tied. 4:52 left second quarter. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon, open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Come and enjoy home-cooked meals with noon specials Monday through Friday. That's the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon. Anita Engraving and Awards LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards LLC in Anita. Call 712-762-3779. And Drs. Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. For all of your dentistry needs, call 243-1833 today. That's 243-1833.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. 19-19, we're all tied. 4:52 left to go, second quarter. As Traynor will inbound the basketball here in the front court. So I'll take it out top quickly. It'll be Paulson working the offense outside. Picked up there by Thompson. Atlantic stretching out that defense. Summer Goss back into the ballgame, handling the basketball. Picks up her dribble and throws the ball away. Bounce pass down low. She was looking for Tarks down on the block. Couldn't find her. Out in front of her, out of bounds, and it's Atlantic basketball. Olsen across the timeline, now to Thompson. Oh, and her lob is tipped and knocked out of bounds. Boy, every pass, every shot is challenged between these two teams. Traynor's got their hands everywhere but on their hips. They're all over the place here tonight. Leonard inbounds now. 4.5 left second quarter. It's Olsen with it out top. Dumps it left side Williams. Quick pass inside. Knocked away. It's off the backboard. Now on the floor, and Traynor knocked it out of bounds. What a rifle shot down low meant for Leonard. She turned her head quick as the ball came, and one of the Cardinals jumped in front. It hit off the Cardinals and ricocheted off the backboard. Atlantic will have it inbounds now on the baseline. Leonard will fire it out top. It's Olsen. Top of the circle, looking down low, left side to Williams, inside to Leonard, across now to Olsen. She'll set from the right wing for three, no good. Rebound in the lane, tapped up. Grabbed by Williams and fouled as she put the shot back up. Emily Hohenberger, by the way, checked in during the last timeout. Atlantic will get free throws here as Abby Tarks picks up her second foul of the ball game. Tiffany Williams to the free throw line again. She's 3 for 4 from the line so far here today. And the first one this trip is good. Don't need field goals if you can keep knocking them down from the free throw line. And the second one good as well. So Tiffany's made 5 in a row now from the line. And Atlantic leads by 2. It's 21-19. Trainer basketball now front court. Out front with it is Paulson. Paulson across left side to Goss. Goss working the right side on the dribble. Turns, kicks it back out top. Hempel, left side Paulson. Paulson off the skip, back up top, and they'll reset. Now Paulson left wing with it. Into the high post it goes to Tarks. The collapse on her, she gets it to Goss, who feeds it down low. Quick turn. Oh, nice move by Christensen on the step across. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound hits the floor. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Leonard as she was fighting Hempel for the basketball. It'll stay with Trainer. Dysler will check back into the ball game now for Trainer. 4:30, I make that 3:41 left to go here in the second quarter. Atlantic up 2, 21-19. Trainer to inbound. They'll lob it into the corner and a traveling violation. Well, they got the ball into Abby Tarks, and she immediately, the first thing she did was kind of take a hop step. That'll turn it over. So Atlantic gets it back, trying to build on this lead. Olsen lobs it quickly here to Williams in the left corner. Into the lane it goes. Leonard, cross. They set up for the three ball from Olsen. Skips in and out, no good off the glass. Rebound comes long, and it's fought for and grabbed by Leonard. Leonard, Hohenberger. Now left side it goes to Schmidt. Ball tipped away. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by Atlantic.
Schmidt and knew it was tipped by the other team, so she just let it go out of bounds.
Yeah, nobody helping. One of the other officials, you'd have thought, might have gotten a better look at it, but apparently nobody saw it. So it's out of bounds to Trainer. Now to the front court. Paulson out top. Christensen way out away from the basket now. Paulson to the high post. Tarks. Now they set down low as they get it underneath the Christensen left side. The step across, not there. Now outside it goes to Deichler. Paulson almost lost the ball. Now here near side and a foul call. About a half a step late to the party was Tiffany Williams as she tried to reach in on Abby Tarks. And for Williams, that'll be her first. It's team foul number 5 against Atlantic. Dyson back into the lineup now for Trainer. And Robinson's back in. Hempel out top with it. Robinson, left side Dyson. So they work a high triangle. Now they get it to Christensen in the lane. Tough shot as she muscled her way down the lane and elevated for a quick jumper. And we're tied at 21. 2:35 left to go in the first half. Williams out top now to Olsen. Right side it goes Schmidt. Open, 16-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound knocked away by Leonard. Picked up by Williams. Her jumper, no good. She tried a short little jumper off the glass. Couldn't get it to go, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. So Trainer will get it back. Cardinals basketball. Across the timeline. Hempel. Leaves it out top for Robinson, looking low for Christensen. Tries to post. They lob it to her underneath, and the bank shot up and good. Nice lob pass as Christensen got just a little bit lower than the defense, was able to bank one home, and it's 23-21 Trainer. Macy Schmidt over far side with it now. Hesitates, now drives to the baseline. It's not there. Feeds it back out. Olsen going to launch a three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound. Schmidt had it. Picked it back up. Missed the shot as she was hit, but it went right to Williams, and Tiffany Williams knocks one in down low, and it's 23 apiece. Trainer back to the front court now. Robinson out high. We'll leave it here for Dyson. They post low with Christensen. She turns baseline. Bank good and a foul. She posted against Macy Schmidt underneath, and it was just a little too much for Schmidt to handle down low. Basket good by Christensen, and a chance for a three-point play. Trainer retakes the lead now, 25-23. That's 10 points for Kaylee Christensen. And make it 11 as she knocks down the free throw. 26-23, Trainer on top. Atlantic basketball now. Left side it comes to Williams. She tries to drive. It's not there. Hohenberger back to Williams. They work the left side. Williams out top now for Olsen, who curls back to the corner. Hohenberger. And back to Williams, or Olsen. She'll bury the three from the left side. Aaron Olsen knocked down a triple, first of the night for Atlantic. And we're tied at 26. Trainer basketball front court pressure by Atlantic, and now a foul. That'll be Tiffany Williams picking up her second as she came out to pressure against Robinson. And when she tried to curl, Williams not quite quick enough to stay with her. And that'll be team foul number 7 against Atlantic. So both teams are in the bonus. And Robinson will go to the line to shoot free throws. Randy Robinson will shoot the 1-1. Front end on the way. That's no good. Rebound hits the floor. It's chased down by Leonard for Atlantic. 26 all. 1 minute left to go in the first half. Thompson, Williams, now Olsen left side. Olsen off the dribble, curls it back out top and goes right side to Schmidt. Now Williams in the corner. Schmidt, Williams, they play catch. Baseline, Williams kicks it back out top. Now it's Olsen. 45 seconds left in the second quarter. Right side, Schmidt drives baseline. The feed back. Olsen going to launch another three try. No good. Rebound down low, grabbed by Christensen for Trainer. Dyson on the run up the floor now. No advantage. Oh, and she's going to get called for carrying the basketball. Boy, a tough call. It came up on her, but I'm not sure she ever really carried the ball, but the official thought otherwise. Stephanie Sanbothy back into the Atlantic lineup now with 30 seconds left to play in quarter number two. Two teams tied at 26. Atlantic to the front court now. Olsen, right side. Oh, Sanbothy found room on the baseline. Missed the shot. It was blocked, but it went right to Catherine Leonard, and she gets fouled trying to follow that shot. That'll be on Randy Robinson. And that will be foul number 2 on Robinson. And that'll send Catherine Leonard to the free throw line with a chance to shoot a pair. Leonard at the line for 2. She's got 6 points in the game so far. And the first one is no good. 2 for 3 from the line now for the evening for Leonard. Tarks back in for Trainer. Schmidt checks back in for Atlantic. 23 seconds to go before halftime. Atlantic trying to take the lead. Second try by Leonard is good, so she makes 1 of her 2. 27-26 Atlantic. Trainer getting full court pressure now as they inbound. It's knocked away by Williams and stolen by Schmidt. Outside Olsen. She'll drive the lane. Oh, it's stripped away. Ball loose on the floor. Thompson dives for it. Trainer comes up with it. 2-on-1 break. Up the floor, Christensen. Bounce across to Dyson, and she lays it in. 8 seconds left to go here in the half. Olsen up the floor, across the timeline. Oh, and she carried the basketball. That came up on her. She took way too many steps in between bounces. 3 seconds left to play now in the half as Trainer will get the basketball back in the backcourt. 28-27, Trainer on top. Just 3 seconds left, 3.8 to be exact. Inbound on the run, quickly up the floor. It's Hempel. She stops, right baseline, throws it up, no good. Rebound by Leonard, and that'll do it here in quarter number 2. So we are at halftime here tonight. Pretty good ball game. Very well contested ball game here tonight. Trainer, the road team, with a 1-point lead as the two teams head off to the locker room. 28-27 is your halftime score. Trainer leading Atlantic here at intermission in this girls' basketball game. We'll take a time out. Be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kamlin's Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Kamlin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and on the square in Harlan. Mike Rohde for Community Rehab. Whether you're in an accident, have a sports injury, lingering, or recurring pain, it's time to see a physical therapist. Visit Mike Rohde at Community Rehab on East 7th Street, next to Nishna Valley Cycle.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at iWestern Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, iWestern classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Jim Field and Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, where I'm going to hope we have a lot of young dancers out there on the floor. That's what it looks like they're dressed for.
Yeah, a lot of dancers from a Villa Dance group out there getting ready to perform here at halftime.
In the meantime, we're at intermission here in this girls' non-conference game. Both these teams stepping out of conference tonight to try a little basketball here this evening. It's a good test for both of these teams. For Trainer, anytime you can play up in class, it's a good thing. Atlantic a 3A school, Trainer a 1A school, so it's a two-class jump for Trainer. So, you know, those are always good opportunities for you to make your basketball team better. And for Atlantic, stepping out of conference against a 1A school, but it's an 11-2 1A school. It's a pretty good program with a lot of history and tradition and a pretty good group of players on the ball club this year, too. And we got a pretty good one here at halftime. 28-27 is our halftime score here tonight in this contest.
Yeah, I'm sure both schools feel very good about playing a game, and this time of the year, too. It's kind of a nice breakup here down the stretch as you're getting towards the end of the season and played a lot of conference games, and that's about all you see is those teams that you're very familiar with here this time of year. So nice to break it up a little bit, a game that doesn't affect your conference standings, and still should be an important one here for these two teams. So, yeah, it's kind of fun.
28-27, our score here at halftime, as we mentioned, we'll have Atlantic girls basketball for you a little bit later on this week, as well as we'll have Atlantic's game Friday night on the road at Red Oak. You can catch that here on KJAM. Of course, you can also watch it along with us if you can't get there. Nice crowd on hand tonight for the girls game, though. Chris mentioned before the game started tonight, it's kind of nice. That's what they do in Class 3A, the Hawkeye 10. When the boys are home, the girls are away. When the girls are home, the boys are away. They almost never play at the same location. A lot of small schools learned a long time ago the better way to do it is to play girl and boy doubleheaders, because that way you get everybody showing up on the same night at the same place. You get nice big crowds cheering everybody on. Unfortunately, in the Hawkeye 10, they split their crowds and usually end up with not much at anything. But hopefully someday they'll learn and play doubleheaders. In the meantime, the Atlantic boys not playing tonight. So a lot of people that don't normally get to see the girls apparently took advantage of the opportunity here tonight. We were afraid with Iowa State playing a big game tonight on TV that maybe it would hurt the crowd here tonight, but it doesn't seem to be the case.
No, yeah, and nice for the boys, too. I think I see about the entire varsity boys roster over there in the front row cheering on the girls tonight. So it's sure that's fun for them to get the chance to do that also.
You bet. We should mention, too, we'll have high school basketball tomorrow night here on KJAN as well, as tomorrow night we'll be in Audubon Tri-Center. We'll play a Western Iowa Conference girl and boy doubleheader at Audubon tomorrow night. 6 o'clock girls and 7:30 or so boys, and we'll have both of those games for you tomorrow night here on the radio as well as on the web at KJAN and KJAN.com as well. We're at halftime here tonight. Atlantic trailing by one here to Trainer. 28-27 is our score here at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more for you here at halftime in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning and Signs in Casey for custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings, vinyl backlit storefronts, custom-designed signs for your business with your graphics and lettering. Call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning and Signs at 1-800-746-2558. Century 21 Dement Realty in Atlantic is part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by Century 21 Dement Realty's office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at www.century21.com. Synth Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Synth Repair, ASE certified and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Synth Repair, call them at 778-4330.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Halftime of this girls' matchup here tonight, 28-27. Trainer leading Atlantic here at intermission. Take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime tonight. By the way, early in that basketball game, Iowa State got off to a pretty good start tonight against Texas. So, battle of top 25 rated teams in the Big 12 tonight. It's easily the best game going in college basketball tonight. There are only three rated teams playing, and North Carolina wasn't playing anybody of significance. So easily the best game tonight. Iowa State off to an early lead.
Yeah, 10-2. It's a change of pace for them. Not get down early. That's nice.
Yeah, let's try something different this time. Huh?
I like that.
Take a look at the numbers here for you at halftime in this contest for Trainer. They're led by Kaylee Christensen. She's only 5'8", but plays a heady post. And she's done a lot of damage inside here tonight. She's the game's high scorer. She's got 11 points here in the first half. Also in the first half of basketball, 7 points for Sarah Dyson. And then 3 points each for Laura Hempel and Madison Paulson. Madeline Deitzler off the bench with two, and Randy Robinson has two here in the first half as well. On the other side for Atlantic, 9 points for Tiffany Williams. She's their leading scorer. 5 of those 9 coming from the free throw line. 7 points each for Aaron Olson and Catherine Leonard in the first half. And then 4 points for Macy Schmidt here in the basketball game. Atlantic had a much better go of it from the free throw line in the first half. They were 8 of 12 from the free throw line. On the other side, Trainer just 2 of 3. Didn't get to the line that much here in the first half. No real foul issues here at halftime for Trainer. Abby Tarks and Randy Robinson each picked up 2. For Atlantic, Tiffany Williams, Macy Schmidt, Stephanie Sandbothy each picked up 2. And nobody else for either team with more than 1 here in the first half. So that's a look at your game setup right now between these two ball clubs. A little bit of a back and forth in the first half. Each team was able to grab some leads at different times during the first half. Nobody leading by much, though. I believe, if I remember right, I think Trainer had a 5-point lead a couple of different times, and I think that was their biggest advantage here in the first half. And it's a 1-point edge here at intermission. 28-27, your halftime score. Trainer leading Atlantic here at the break. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Better Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used vehicles, including trucks and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in the Atlantic High School gymnasium tonight. We didn't travel far. Slim pickings on a Monday night, but a pretty good matchup, Atlantic and Trainer. And it shows on the scoreboard as well, 28-27, Trainer with the lead here at intermission. You know, earlier today, a highlight for a lot of these teams is that the district pairings were announced for the smaller classes, 1A, 2A, and 3A. For Atlantic, they found out today that, well, let's just put it this way. Don't make any plans with your sweetheart for a dinner on Valentine's night.
Yeah.
We'll be working. Atlantic will be playing on Saturday, February 14th. On the road, they'll be playing at Kemper Catholic in a first-round Class 3A matchup. And I'm still trying to figure that out because in the ratings, Kemper Catholic is ranked in 2A, so you explain that one to me.
I don't get that either.
But they play at Kemper Catholic in the first round of the postseason basketball tournament in Class 3A, so they're going to have a team that they're very familiar with and a team that they're going to have to figure out. As Atlantic has played Kemper Catholic twice already, losing both of those ball games, losing 51-37 up in Carroll on the 2nd of January, the first game back out of Christmas break, and then they lost last Tuesday night, 55-30 here in Atlantic, a game that they admittedly did not play very well in. Coach Kelly Jewell was not very happy with their performance that night, and they hope to be able to clean up a few things before they have to face Kemper Catholic again in the first round of the postseason tournament. So that's what's coming up down the stretch for these teams. There's really not a lot left. Atlantic, I think after tonight, I believe has 4 games remaining in the regular season, and they'll be finishing up. Trainer has a few more games left than does Atlantic, but still not a lot of season left. You're looking at roughly about 2.5, 3 weeks tops, and then we're going to start seeing postseason basketball all of a sudden. It's amazing how quickly things get started. Then you have that little Christmas break, and then boom, it just seems like it all disappears so fast in the first 6 weeks after Christmas, and all of a sudden you're staring at postseason stuff. Basketball, wrestling tournament will be not too far down the road. In fact, sectional wrestling tournament's less than 2 weeks away right now. Atlantic will be participating in the Hawkeye 10 Conference Wrestling Tournament this Saturday. If memory serves, I believe that's at Glenwood this year. And then the following weekend, it'll be sectional wrestling. You get sectionals, then districts, and, well, we all know what comes after that.
Yeah.
State tournament. So, I mean, you're just a month away from all of this stuff already. It's amazing how fast it all kind of comes to a head. Then all of a sudden it'll be spring, and we'll be running around in short-sleeved shirts looking for our golf clubs.
That's all right.
See how it goes after Christmas time? That's just the way it works. 28-27 is our score here at halftime. Trainer with a one-point lead over Atlantic. Two teams back on the floor, getting themselves ready for second-half basketball. We'll have it when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Call John at Dvorak Tire Service, who's been in the tire and repair business for 32 years at Atlantic. For tire repair, engine work, oil changes, and on-the-farm tire repair, call Dvorak Tire Service, 243-2638 or 249-9206, located on North Olive Street, just north of KJAN. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. And Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative. For life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs, stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic, or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806.
Welcome back here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. And Atlantic will have the basketball to start the second half here as they trail by one here at home against Trainer in this girls' varsity contest. 28-27 is your score. Atlantic with the ball here working from left to right. They've got it down to Skye Thompson. She curls into the lane for a shot. Missed it. Got it right back, though, and put it back up and in. Her first bucket of the game, and it gets Atlantic a lead right back here at the beginning of the second half.
You almost have to anticipate block shots, as many as we've seen, hands in the face constantly. Just be prepared for it. You might get a chance to get a second try like she just did.
Yeah, Paulson just threw down a three ball here on the other end for the Cardinals, but missed it. It was a short, and now Olson running the other way, and she's going to get called for the offensive foul, they say. Hempel just kind of stepped in there half-heartedly at the last moment. Oh.
That was like running through a swinging gate. Nobody was set.
So they call Olson for the foul. That'll be her first and first of the second half for either squad. Trainer with the basketball now. They'll throw it across court over to Dyson. Now they'll skip it back across here to Paulson. They go baseline. Hempel driving around the defense, and she gets one to bank home. Nice job finding a seam along the baseline as she got around Williams. 30-29. Lead now here for the Cardinals. Williams has it on the other end here for Atlantic now. Back up top, Olson. She'll try the three, and she knocks it down. Erin Olson with her second three ball of the game. She's got 10 points, and it's a 32-30 lead now for Atlantic. Back the other way, Trainer will set up their offense. Like to place two ball handlers way out front, out top, and try to get somebody going at the high post, and there they get it to Robinson. Now they work it to Christensen. She'll dump it down low, working hard to get a shot as Hempel missed it, though, and the rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Robinson.
Nice job by Atlantic that time. Not challenging so much that you commit to the foul.
They'll inbound here with the basketball, and Olson will run the point here up top, throw it right side over to Schmidt. Back up top they go. Cardinals settle back into their 3-2 zone. They've been running that most of the contest here as well. Atlantic doing much of the same. Cross-court pass Thompson. She ran in down low. Body's flying, no call. And now Olson has it. She'll dump it in the corner to Schmidt. She'll step in for a jumper, and she knocks it down. Macy Schmidt has 6 points now, and it's a four-point lead for Atlantic, 34-30. Back the other direction. Have it out top here with Dyson. Dyson tapped away for a moment. Now she'll get it back here on the give-and-go. Nice pass baseline, and getting open and free is Robinson. And that's an example of that great assist ratio for this team, as they did a nice job moving the ball that time.
Yeah, if it was hockey, you'd give two assists on that play, but we don't do that in basketball.
Up top, they'll throw it to Olsen here at Atlantic, and they try to get it down low to Schmidt on the block. The pass was too far out of her reach, and they'll turn it back over. So a two-point game here, 34-32. Atlantic leading with 5:26 to go third quarter. Crossover, Paulson gets herself free in the lane, but she missed the banker too strong, and the rebound comes down to Schmidt for Atlantic. Up the floor over to Williams. She'll skip it across. Three ball on the way from Thompson. No good. A little bit strong. Rebound Williams. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul. They're going to call it on Williams. Wow. I thought she had pretty good positioning to try to go up for that. Looked like she was bumped from underneath by the defender rather than the other way around. And Williams will get called for the foul. That'll be her third. So that's what's even more important about that. And she's going to have to come out of the game here. Sanboli will come back in. Tough break there for the Trojans, and now the inbound and Trainer will walk it up the floor.
And Coach Kelly Jewell had the same thought we did because he yelled out, "Are you kidding me?"
He's been pleading his case a few times here tonight so far. Skip across, and Paulson will try a three ball. That's a flat shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Leonard. Leonard will run it up the floor. She'll try to force it inside. It's stolen. That was a tough pass to make. Hemphill steals it, and she'll push it up away. Paulson on the run the other way. She gets the lay-in and fouled by Sanbothy. She'll have a chance at a three-point play.
Boy, those are the kind of sequences that really hurt. You know, you make a stop on defense, you get the ball pushing up the floor, you push too hard, throw it away, and the other team comes right back and not only gets the bucket but a foul and a three-point opportunity. You know, it's just time and time again. We saw that early in the ball game, just giving away possessions.
And now a timeout here on the floor taken by Atlantic. So we'll take a break as well. 4:42 to go third quarter. It's tied at 34. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Olsen Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station with quality gasoline fuel, including BP, Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olsen Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with local stations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Oneida. Atlantic Home Realty, for all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets, call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel Street in Atlantic.
Back here after the timeout, the free throw on the way here from Paulson, trying to complete the three-point play, and she does, and she buries that freebie. And she now has 6 points in the contest. It's a one-point lead again here for Trainer, 35-34. Atlantic skips it across to Thompson. Pump fakes, drives baseline, and she gets called for the offensive foul as Christensen stepped in front. Thompson picks up her first, and that's the fourth foul against Atlantic here this half. Going to have a substitution now here for Atlantic as well. As coming into the game will be Alexis Handel, the 6'1 freshman. Sanbothy coming out. Because Sanbothy and Williams both have three fouls now here for Atlantic. Inbound here for Trainer. They'll work it to Christensen. Now she tried to throw it to Paulson. She wasn't looking for the pass, and it gets knocked out of bounds. And luckily for Trainer, it was knocked out of bounds by Atlantic as Handel got a piece of that one.
Well, Handel 6'1", long arms, very athletic, but very raw at the varsity level. They're going to need minutes out of her, though.
Nice inbound play there for Trainer as they got it into the middle of the lane to Paulson, and she knocks down the jumper. So it's now out to a three-point lead here for Trainer. Pass to Schmidt, right side. She goes baseline pass down inside to Handel. It's too low for her. She's able to corral it, though, put the shot up, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. Back the other way, Hempel will have it up top. She'll dump it off to Paulson. Right side they go. That's Lexi Killinger who checked in, the 5A junior. Killinger gets it back on the give and go in the middle of the lane, and she turns and rocks one home. Now it's 39-34, Trainer leading. Now Thompson would work down to the baseline. She threw it away in the middle. Threw it too tall there for Handel to grab. Now Hempel the other way. She's blocked, but she also got a lot of body contact there in the foul. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. And the foul is going to be whistled against the freshman, Handel. She'll pick up her first, and that's now team foul number five this half against Atlantic. No fouls yet in this half against Trainer. First free throw rolls home there for Hempel. She'll have one more coming. Substitution again here for Atlantic. Handle comes out. Now it's going to be a crack at it for McKenna Denbesty, the 5'9 sophomore. Second free throw is good. She knocks them both down. 41-34, Trainer to the advantage. Atlantic started the half well. Now it's kind of struggling here. Pass off to Winter, and she's fouled. A hit on the wrist there that time by Paulson as she tried to block the shot. And so Winter will go to the line here to shoot two.
Well, here's the challenging part now. You're halfway through this third quarter, and you're facing the biggest deficit that you've faced here in the ball game against what you know is a pretty good team. They know how to win. They've won 11 of their 13 games so far. Now, can Atlantic start a rally?
Start here at the line, and Leonard knocks down the first. Substitution here for Trainer. Dyson back in there. Paulson's going to come out. That was just the second foul on Paulson. First foul of the half against Trainer. Second free throw now here for Catherine Leonard, and she gets it to roll home. And now a whistle and a timeout. A 30-second timeout taken here by Atlantic as they want to reset once again here. Got some new faces working in and out of the lineup, and I'm sure Coach Jewell wants to make sure everybody's on the same page here as they try to rally back. It's 41-36, Trainer on top.
Just need to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. It just seems like, you know, I used to tell kids back in the days when I was coaching sports that, you know, that ball is gold. You just don't want to give it away. I mean, protect it like it was gold in your pocket because it's valuable each time you get up and down the floor. And it just seems like the passes have been in some tight quarters here at different times tonight, sometimes too quickly trying to get it inside before the offense was set.
Inbound here for Trainer, and Atlantic going to put on a little bit of full court pressure here, just a little token pressure up the floor. Trainer able to break it. They get it off here to Madeline Deichler, check back in. Now back up top, Dyson. Now they go over to Killinger. She'll cross-court pass to Christensen, and she tried to work her way to the basket. We had a whistle and a foul on the floor before she attempted a shot. It's going to be a whistle against Catherine Leonard, and that will be her second.
Boy, there's a lot of speculating going on by the officials tonight because there was no contact at all before that when that whistle blew.
That's a two ball off the inbound. It looked like it almost was a three, but just on the line that time for Hempel off the inbound, and she buried a long shot. And now it's 43-36. Schmidt will try to enter with a three for Atlantic on the other end. She missed it. Long rebound, though, and she tracked it down. Gets it off to Olsen. Olsen going to drive in the lane all the way through traffic. Up and a blocking foul called, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two as it'll be whistled against Deichler underneath her second. So Aaron Olsen, the floor general for Atlantic, taking charge that time after the long rebound. Worked her way into the lane, got the foul call here. We'll see if she can knock down some free throws. Her first trip to the line tonight. First free throw on the way, and off the back iron, no good. Sanbothy checks back in. Denbesty will check out here for Atlantic. One more free throw try here for Aaron Olsen. And she knocks that one down. So back to a six-point game. 43-37, Trainer's advantage. Inbound Christensen, and now Olsen almost got the steal there. Hempel able to take it away, though. She'll push it up the floor, lob it up ahead. Killinger, pass inside, tapped away. Killinger got it back. Now they'll work it left side. Deichler has it, looking for Christensen. She'll put it on the floor instead, drive to the hoop, lay in good. That's a good move that time by the freshman.
That's too easy, though, in tight like that. You just can't allow that.
Up the floor, Thompson will go left side. She'll dump it now to Leonard at the high post. One dribble and a bounce off to Schmidt. She's cut off. She'll dump it back outside. Leonard, a pump fake. Now it's stolen. Hempel stole it right out of her hand. She'll go the other way. Leonard's still down on the floor on the other end, and Hempel gets the lay-in. And they'll have to come out and attend to Catherine Leonard, and I think she tweaked that knee once again. She's been struggling with that all season long, and it's just another one of those moves that she tried to make, and the knee did not cooperate with her. And she is in a lot of pain, it seems like, here. The coaching staff coming out, they're going to help her off to the bench.
Yeah, it didn't look good from the get-go. It looked like she stumbled a bit getting started. I don't know if she stepped on somebody's foot trying to work her way through the little bit of traffic there, but it's that same knee. It's heavily wrapped. It has been all year long. It's a volleyball injury she suffered earlier this year. It's just never seemed to have healed properly quite yet, but yeah, she's a gamer. She wants to play, and you just try to tough it through as best you can, and, you know, it's just tough when it never gets fully healed. You know, you're just waiting for that next little thing, stepping on somebody's foot or something just to tweak it enough.
2:08 left to go, third quarter. We're back to action now here as Atlantic will have the ball, trailing by 10. It's 47-37, Cardinals leading. Up top, Olsen will skip it across over to Tiffany Williams, who's back in the game. She checked in after the injury there to Leonard. Here's Olsen driving, and she's fouled as she tried to go in for the lay-in. That's going to be Deitchler, I believe, with the foul once again.
Yeah, that's one of the differences in the ball game, though. When Trainer gets chances like that near the basket, their shots have been going in. They've been getting three-point opportunities.
And for Olsen, she's got another trip here to line, back-to-back trips here. And Deitchler did pick up that foul. That's her third. First free throw by Olsen is good here. One more coming now here for the junior. Try to cut it down to 8 points. And she does. She knocks back both free throws this time. Inbound here for the Cardinals, and they'll walk it up the floor here with Paulson. Left side, it goes to Dyson. Now back to Paulson in the lane. In traffic, tough pass low across the lane to Christensen. It's stolen away by Thompson. They call a jump ball, though, as Christensen was able to get one hand in there. And the arrow belongs to Trainer. So they're going to give it to the Cardinals, and it will be underneath the hoop here as Killinger will send it in. Waiting, kicks it in the corner. Paulson open for a three try. It missed it. Rebound Christensen. Her shot blocked, and we're going to call it jump ball. Okay. Either way, it'll be Atlantic basketball. Inbound, and they'll launch it up the floor here to Thompson. She'll bring it across. Thompson goes left side, dumps it in the corner to Williams. Back up top to Olsen. Olsen swings it around over to Schmidt. Bounce back up top to Olsen. She's going to back out. Guarded closely here up top by Paulson. Now to Thompson. Swing pass across. They skip it here to Olsen. Back over to Williams in the corner. She'll pop one up, and that's good. Nice job anticipating the pass and getting the shot off quickly there by Tiffany Williams. Back to a six-point game, 47-41. Atlantic trying to rally here. Here's a tip. A steal by Thompson. She saved it back in play. It's loose. Picked up by Trainer, though. And then they get it down low to Paulson, who knocks down the bucket underneath.
Seems like that's the way those plays always end up.
Yeah, they're getting the benefit of the bounce or the being in the right place at the right time so far here tonight. Atlantic now breaks pressure with Olsen off to Schmidt. She'll bounce it off to Sandbothy. Fires one up in the lane and knocks it down. They left her alone, and she made him pay. Sandbothy's first points of the game, and it's now 49-43. Back the other direction here, it'll be left side. It's in the hands of Deitchler on the perimeter. She'll launch it all the way across the rainbow skip to Paulson. In the corner now, Dyson. They left her alone. She took the three, missed it. Aaron Olsen the rebound, and Deitchler gets called for the foul. She bumped into her as it came down, and that'll be her fourth foul. That'll be the fourth team foul also of the half against Trainer. Some substitutions on the way. Emily Hohenberger checks in. Olsen going to get a breather here for Atlantic. Coming into the game, three faces here is Hemphill back in there. Also, Abby Tarks comes back into the game here for Trainer. Randy Robinson also back in as well. Thompson has it, driving left side. She'll kick it in the corner to Williams. Now to Sandbothy, and she traveled. Took the step before she put the ball on the floor. She'd done it a couple of times tonight. And Trainer will get it right back here with just 10 seconds to go here in this third quarter. 49-43, they lead it. Up top, 7 seconds. They'll throw it over to Hempel. Right back to Paulson in the lane. She put it up. She got fouled. She'll go to line here to shoot two. It's good passing that time to get it right back to Paulson in the lane.
Give and go. It's the most basic of basketball plays, and Trainer does it over and over and over again. They do it well.
Macy Schmidt picked up the foul. That's her third. And we're at the line here for two shots here for Paulson. First one is short. She's got one more coming. There's just 3.6 seconds showing on the clock here in this third quarter. Aaron Olsen going to check back in. Any chance at a long shot, you want her back in. Second free throw is in, that time by Paulson, so she's able to make one out of the two. Inbound to Thompson. She'll run it up the left side of the floor. Stop and fire a three on the run, and it banks off the glass, no good, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. Trainer leading after three, 50-43. We'll take a break. Fourth quarter coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. You can also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Fairway, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service. Visit Fairway Stores Incorporated. Also try the full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic. Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
And off to the fourth quarter we go. Trainer with the basketball and the lead, 50-43, and the ball thrown out of bounds, but it was off of Tiffany Williams as Madison Paulson ran out of real estate there and just knocked it off her legs out of bounds. Fourth quarter just underway. The inbounds pass stolen by Tiffany Williams. She got up there in the lane and took it away. Atlantic up the floor with Macy Schmidt here right side. She'll feed it out. Olsen sets up on the arc. It's not there. Across it goes to Thompson, the left side. She'll drive on the left side dribble. Can't get the shot to go. Got her own rebound, though, and got fouled on the putback attempt. So Atlantic will get free throws again. That's kind of been the story of the night here. Atlantic with free throws over and over and over again. Foul on Trainer will go on Randy Robinson. That'll be her third. That's the fifth team foul against the Cardinals here in the second half. At the line is Sky Thompson, and she's had a pretty tough offensive night so far. Misses the first one. Just 2 points for Thompson here in the ballgame. One more try coming here for the lefty. And the junior misses that one as well. Rebound hits the floor. It's picked up by Trainer. 50-43. It's a 7-point lead for Trainer. They've led by as many as 10. Now right side all the way to the rack. Boy, defense just parted there as Madison Paulson drove straight down the right side for the bucket. And now block shot inside. Robinson's elevated and was able to block the shot of Stephanie Sandboth. Ian Trainer gets it back. 52-43 Cardinals. As they work the ball out top with Dyson. Dyson here left side, feeds it back outside, almost stolen by Thompson. Paulson, the bounce feed down low. Christensen, a couple of drop steps, nowhere to go. Back outside it goes. Catherine Leonard has come back into the lineup now for Atlantic. Whatever ailed her on that left knee has gotten better. Christensen around her on the baseline, gets cut off in the double team though. And now out top, and a traveling violation, missed there, and now we're going to have a foul called down low. Dyson took the pass, took a couple of steps as she started before she put the ball on the floor and got away with it. But then they called a foul in the lane, and that's going to be on Aaron Olson with a hand on Dyson. Missed the obvious and get the other one. Thompson will check out. Hohenberger back into the ball game now for Atlantic. A couple of free throws coming here for Dyson. Actually, it'll be a one-and-one opportunity. And the first one is good, so there will be a second one. It's Sarah Dyson, her first trip to the line tonight, knocks down the free toss. 53-43, back to a 10-point lead. Second try is no good. Rebound Sandboth. Boy, how's there not a foul on that?
Yeah.
She got clocked from behind on the rebound. No call, but she has the ball. Up the floor now it comes Hohenberger. Down low, posting Leonard. Outside Olsen, right side. Back to Leonard. Leonard steps across to the free throw line. The jumper is no good. Skids out. Rebound taken by Christensen. Trainer ball. Minute and a half gone here in the fourth quarter. Trainer up 10 with the basketball. So they work it on the perimeter. Dyson dumps it down low left side to Christensen. Underneath. A nice job by Sandboth. She cut in and under Robinson and slapped that pass out of bounds. Schmidt back in as Leonard will check out for Atlantic. Also, Summer Goss is back into the lineup as Dyson checks out for Trainer. Trainer inbounding, far side, it's Paulson. She'd take it with the left hand into the lane, throws up a quick follow-away, no good, line drive, and it's in and out to Sanbothy. Here comes Olsen up the floor now for Atlantic. Olsen goes left side, leaves it on the perimeter for Tiffany Williams. Now all the way across here to Hohenberger. Her pass is tipped, but Schmidt chases down the loose ball. Schmidt picked up the dribble and now throws it away. Olsen, oh, she saved it. I thought it was going out of bounds. Olsen, a nice job to save it. Now they do throw it away. She was able to save it at midcourt to Tiffany Williams, but then Williams passed down low to Hohenberger, was about 6 inches too tall.
That's exactly what we've been talking about all game, too. It's just mental errors, and the bad pass leads to another quick reaction, and Williams just wanted to force it down low right away without setting herself and turns it right back over.
Dyson back into the lineup now for Trainer and replacing Robinson, so they get a little bit smaller with better ball handlers in the contest now, as Goss now fires it up the floor, tip free and stolen, almost stolen by Atlantic, as it's taken back, and now we're going to have a foul call inside. Deichler was able to wrestle the ball away from a couple of Atlantic girls, and we're going to have a foul whistled. It's going to be on Tiffany Williams, and that'll be number 4 on Williams. Well, that was not a well-advised pass there by Trainer, but they got away with it. In fact, it worked out wonderfully for them. Yeah. Williams now going to the bench with her 4th foul.
And just like we've been talking about all night long, it seems like the situation's just kind of fell their way here tonight. Sometimes it happens.
Thompson back in for Atlantic. Paulson back in for Trainer. Free throw coming. Front end of the bonus on the way for Deichler, and that's good. That extends the lead now to 11, biggest of the ball game. One more try here for Deichler. And that one is no good. In and out. Rebound on the floor. Loose. Ooh, players diving head first for it. It's tied up. Possession arrow points to Atlantic. 54-43. It's getting about time now where if you're Atlantic and you have any designs on winning this ball game, it's not insurmountable, but you're going to need to start chipping into this 11-point lead here pretty quick. Olsen all the way across to Thompson, now left side of the circle. She'll dribble in, and her pass is tipped up in the air and stolen by Christensen. Again, every pass contested, knocked away and taken away. Now Dyson up the floor, leaves it here into the corner. Deichler back out top. Hempel, bounce pass, almost thrown away. They're just trying to spread the floor a bit now. We're going to have a timeout asked for by Trainer. It was a little discombobulated this time, and Gail Hardigan wants to talk about it. So we'll take a timeout with 5:10 to go in the fourth. Trainer leads by 11. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDonald's Restaurant, located in
the Matt Hungarian goes to work and pitches and struck him out!
This is the Mad Hungarian Al Raboski, and every time I hear Jack Buck make that call, it brings
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services, they're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today at 800-578-2902. TAMS Agency in Avoca, your auto owner's insurance company. Call TAMS Agency today at 712-343-6332. That's TAMS Agency in Avoca. And J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service.
Leads by 11, 5:10 remaining here in this fourth quarter, and they have the basketballs. They inbound and work it here to the left corner. Dyson's going to launch a three. That was tipped. Hit the side of the backboard. Comes right back to Dyson, though. Trainer with the ball and 11-point lead. Right side, Christensen in the corner. Look out on the arc for Paulson. Skip it across here to the near side. Couple of Trainer Cardinals in the neighborhood. It's Deichler who comes up with it, though. She'll feed it back out top. The ball tipped away momentarily. Well, that should have been double dribble there on Hempel, but she got away with that one. Now across it goes. Dyson will hand it off. Trainer trying to spread the floor a bit, but they're not having a lot of luck right now. It looks a little iffy. Now Dyson trying to settle things down to Deichler. She'll get it back to the corner. Paulson going to pull up and try a 16-footer. That's an air ball. Taken out of the air by Leonard. Leonard going to run the floor now for Atlantic. All the way down the lane, she scoops and missed the shot. Got through the lane. A little too strong on the layup try. Rebound to Trainer. Paulson with the basketball front court. Out top it goes to Hempel. So they work the ball off the perimeter. Dyson. Atlantic trying to double team at every turn. Now the ball tapped away and stolen by Sanbothy. Atlantic comes up with a steal. 4 minutes left to play. Trainer by 11. Out top of the circle. Olsen open. The three ball. No. Back of the iron. Rebound tapped to the floor. Hohenberger couldn't get the board, so she tapped it over here to Schmidt. Now Olsen for three, and it's good. Aaron Olsen knocks down the triple, 54-46. Atlantic got the lead back down to single digits now at 8 points. Trainer with a basketball. Now across the timeline, they get it to Paulson. Paulson the bounce feed. Christensen in the right corner. Looking down the lane on the drive. A ball won't go in as they tried to head down the lane there with Hempel. But we had a foul whistle. This is going to be on Hohenberger. It'll be her first. Trainer in the double bonus, so two shots coming here for Hempel. And the first one is good. Hempel 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Kind of quietly had a good game here. She had a nice third quarter. One more try here for Hempel. That one is also good. It hangs on the rim and falls through.
Shooter's roll right there.
That hit every part of the rim and hung on. It looked like it was falling out, and then it curled back in. 56-46, a 10-point lead for Trainer. 3:25 to go in the game. Outside with it is Olsen. Gets a screen, left side, tries the three. It's no good, and it goes up and over the basket support. So that'll be out of bounds. Back to Trainer.
Yeah, Lennox doesn't want to get too excited here. I know Olsen wants to try to do what she can to get him right back in the game, but you got plenty of time to still try to inch your way back in.
You can run your offense. You just need to run it with a little more urgency. Paulson now across the timeline for Trainer. Leaves it over far side. That's Killinger with it. Oh, the ball knocked away loose, but Trainer comes up with it outside. We're going to have another timeout asked for as Summer Goss came up with the ball. Trainer asking for the timeout. This will be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it here during the short break. 3:04 left in this fourth quarter. 56-46 is our score. Trainer with a 10-point lead. They've led by as many as 11. That was at 54-43. It was a tie game, or it was a one-point game, rather, at halftime. Trainer able to stretch out to a 7-point lead at the end of the third quarter. And as I mentioned, they've led by as many as 11, but right now it's in a 10-point lead. Up in Ames tonight, 36-25, Iowa State with a halftime lead of 11 points over Texas in Big 12 men's basketball. As Trainer inbounds here, 3 minutes left to go in the game. Killinger, or Goss with it out top, struggling with it, now leaves it for Killinger. Killinger has it knocked away. It's loose on the floor, stolen by Williams. She feeds it to Olsen. Olsen up the floor, 2-on-1. She'll take it herself, and an offensive foul.
Wow.
And now the officials, who can't get anything right here tonight, now make it even worse by calling a technical foul on Atlantic coach Kelly Jewell. That's a foul on Olsen. That is her third. And the technical foul against Atlantic.
Now, I appreciate the effort by Deichler to try to get back and get in the way, but in that fast of a transition situation, there's just no way she was set to take that charge.
That's just a poor call. Back on the other end, a couple of free throws coming. Christensen knocks down the free throw. Trainer fans, I'm sure, loving this, but I hope they realize that they're getting the good end of that officiating. Second free throw by Christensen is off the mark. No good. So she got one of her two, and now the Cardinals will get possession as part of the technical foul. 2:47 left. If you're wondering why there's only two free throws shot, these are for the technical. That was a player control foul, so even though they're in the bonus, you don't get free throws for it. And now we have a foul on the inbound out top as Christensen got the pass and got fouled right away out front. That's going to be whistled on Aaron Olsen. That'll be her fourth, all here in the second half.
Well, and you're starting to get close to that point in the game where you're not just going to sit back and play defense anymore and probably start consistently sitting Trainer to the foul line, try to extend the game.
Christensen at the line misses the first one. She'll get one more. Second one coming. And that one is good. So she gets one of her two. Christensen, only 2 points here in the second half. She had 11. She was the game's high score at halftime. 58-46 now the score. Biggest lead of the game is up to 12. 2:40 left to go. Olsen to the front court. Trying to set the offense. They spread the 2-3 zone a bit. As Schmidt looks to the right side. Nowhere to go. Now the ball stripped away. Schmidt up with it to Olsen. Olsen down the lane right side. Bank shot good. And a foul call. Foul going to be whistled on Kaylee Christensen. Kayla Hardigan off the bench, signaling traveling, and she's probably right. It looked like she got a little running start on that play.
Yeah, it's going both ways a little bit, but just the Trainer's gotten the benefit of more of the foul situations.
Olsen at the line, and the free throw good, so she completes the three-point play. That makes it a 58-49 game. It's a 9-point lead for the Cardinals. Cardinals with it. They inbound. It's Paulson running it up the floor into the lane. The bounce feed low, and Christensen there to make the play. They picked up the ball and left Christensen open on the baseline. It's 60-49. Thompson up the floor, throws the ball away. Bad pass. She was leaning, thinking she was going to get a foul call. Didn't get it, and the ball flipped into the lane, stolen by the Cardinals. 2:05 left to go as a foul is whistled out front, and that'll be on Skye Thompson. That'll be her second. I'm sorry, that's on Macy Schmidt. That'll be her fourth. At the free throw line will be Dyson for Trainer. She'll shoot a couple. First one, no good. One more try coming. And Dyson's second one is no good, rebounded by Williams. Trainer getting to the line, but not having some luck here lately. Olsen to the front court for Atlantic, cross to Thompson. Thompson back here to Schmidt. Schmidt right side, now tries to drive baseline, nowhere to go, back to Olsen. Olsen with it, out on the wing to Williams. Left side, Thompson, she'll drive with the left hand, stop, bank shot, no good. Rebound inside, fought for. Thompson comes up with it. Quick shot, no good on the putback. And the rebound taken by Deichler. And a double dribble call against Trainer. Trainer leads by 11. Just a minute 38 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Sanbothy will check out of the lineup for Atlantic. And Leonard will come back in. Leonard to inbound underneath. Atlantic on the offensive side. Fires it in here right side to Schmidt. From the corner for three. That's good. Macy Schmidt steps out to the corner, buries the three off the inbound, and a quick timeout asked for by Atlantic. Minute 33 left. It's an 8-point game. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggison Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon. The Embers, just off Interstate 80 in Avoca, offering daily lunch and evening specials from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Also for large group dining, call the Embers in Avoca. Faye Pharmacy, your prescription and health care need headquarters in Adair. That's Faye Pharmacy in Adair. Stop by today. Bay Pharmacy.
Minute 33 left in the fourth quarter. Trainer leading Atlantic by 8, 60-52 as Trainer inbounds here in the backcourt. Ball knocked away, loose and stolen. Thompson knocked it away. Schmidt picked it up. Now inside to Williams. Her fall away won't go, but she's fouled and she'll get free throws. Well, the best of all worlds for Atlantic. A quick steal. They didn't get the basket to go, but they do get a chance to put points on the board with the clock stopped.
Yeah, it's a great scenario here. Atlantic fighting really hard here these last few possessions and paying off there with getting some loose balls.
Tiffany Williams to the free throw line with a chance to shoot a couple. First one is no good. She had a string of five in a row going where that was broken there. Deichler back in the lineup now for Trainer. One more free throw here for Tiff Williams. And the second try is good. She hits one of the two. It's a seven-point game. 60-53. Trainer again to inbound. They do. Far side, Killinger. Out high it comes to Christensen. She's double-teamed in the backcourt. Fights her way through. Now the ball tipped free. It's grabbed there by Trainer. It's got to be a 10-second call, and no 10-second call. Trainer got it to the into the front court. Now it's tipped and stolen. Macy Schmidt the steal. Fires it ahead to Thompson. Ball knocked away from her, and we're going to have a foul whistled on the floor. Foul going to be whistled against Deichler, and that's going to be all for her. That should be her fifth. Minute six left to play, and Deichler will have to leave the basketball game.
Dyson and Robinson came back in here for Trainer.
5 points for Deichler as her night is finished. At the free throw line, Sky Thompson. 106 to go. Thompson will shoot the bonus. The front end is good, so she'll get another one. Important free throws. Thompson was 0 for 2 from the free throw line before knocking that one down. And now it makes it a two-possession game. Getting a little more interesting here with 66 seconds left. One more free throw here by Thompson. And no good. Front of the rim. Rebound, Trainer. Trainer backcourt. There's a work it ahead. Paulson across the timeline and immediately fouled as Thompson came over and fouled her. Trainer in the double bonus, so they get two shots. Seems like 10 sometimes. They get two shots every time the whistle blows.
Yeah, they've been there a lot here this fourth quarter. We knew it was going to happen. Atlantic racking up the fouls early here in this half.
Paulson at the line for two. The first one is no good. 60-54. It was an 11-point game. Atlantic scored the last five in a row. Second try by Paulson is good. She got one of her two. 61-54, seven-point game, 1 minute to play. Thompson front court, left side, drives to the baseline, gets bumped, kicks it back out. Now it's to the right side. Schmidt open. She'll try the three, and it's good. Macy Schmidt stepped out to the arc, knocked down the triple. It's 61-57 with 48 seconds remaining. Atlantic will call a quick timeout. They'll take a 30-second timeout. All of a sudden, this got interesting again.
It sure did. Big shots by Macy Schmidt here in this fourth quarter to get him right back in the game. And, of course, Trainer not to doing what they need to do at the free throw line to keep the lead hung out there. And, of course, they've had a couple of turnovers as well. And credit that to Atlantic's tough defense. They've stepped up their intensity a little bit here and gotten the benefit of knocking a couple of loose balls out there and picking them up. And, yeah, they've fought their way right back into contention here.
Atlantic's outscored Trainer 8-1 here. Atlantic's got six players on the floor, so somebody's got to come out of there. Trainer just
out.
Called timeout.
Out.
So I think Atlantic may have just caught a break. Trainer just asked for a quick 30-second timeout after they saw the setup, and that might have been a benefit to Atlantic. They had six players run out onto the floor, almost seven, because Coach Jewell had to grab Macy Schmidt and tell her, no, not you. I mean, that's good strategy if you can get away with it.
Yeah. The setup might have looked a little tougher because there's one more white jersey out there.
So, again, just not a lot of time left, but now just a four-point game. I mean, wow, all of a sudden, it's almost a one-possession game. Knock down a three, get fouled, hit a free throw, and four-point play, and you're right back there again. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Got to play defense here first. Trainer will inbound to the baseline. Alexis Handel in to get those long arms up in front of the inbounder, and a foul on the inbound. They got it to Christensen, and she was pushed from behind by Sanbothy. That'll be four on Sanbothy. So we'll walk to the other side. And Kaylee Christensen will go to the line. 3 for 5 from the line for Christensen. 2 of 4 here in the fourth quarter. She'll get 2. 48 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. It's a 4-point game. Christensen's first one is good. Right down the middle. For Atlantic. Again, they're 3-point shooters back in the ball game. Leonard, Olson, and Schmidt. One more free throw coming here for Kaylee Christensen. And that one is no good. Front of the rim, rebound Schmidt. 5-point lead for Trainer, 62-57. Schmidt up the floor quickly here to the right side. All the way to the baseline. Oh, she lost the handle on the dribble. It comes free, and Christensen picks it up for Trainer. Now she's fouled in the backcourt. Foul going to be whistled against Macy Schmidt. That'll be all for her. That'll be her fifth. 38 seconds left, and Macy Schmidt will have to leave the ball game.
Yeah, tough break there. Good idea by Schmidt. She's, you know, hit the obviously the two big shots here to get him right back in, and then had a great opportunity there. Found a seam, but just lost the handle on the basketball.
Schmidt's night comes to an end with 12 points. 38 seconds remain. Atlantic has yet to substitute. You get 60 seconds. It's like a timeout. I'm surprised they still allow that. I would have thought by now they'd have narrowed that down to 15 or 20 seconds to make it a little bit more immediate. So back to the line goes Christensen for two. Her team up by five. And the first one is no good. Well, that means it will remain a two-possession game. Trainer leads 62-57, just 38 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Second try here by Christensen is good. Got that one to roll in. So Atlantic down six. Williams is out. Hohenberger in for Atlantic. The inbound taken by Thompson. She'll run it up the floor in a hurry up the left side. Drive at the lane. Throw one up off the glass. No good. Rebound Christensen. Well, she's not the tallest player on the floor, but you'd never know it. Up the floor now with a basketball is Hempel, and she's bumped and fouled from behind. That'll be against Sky Thompson. And that will send Trainer back to the free throw line. And that may very well have finished this one. 24 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Nice effort by Atlantic. But one made free throw here. Well, I spoke too soon. The first one's no good. Hempel with one more coming. She was 5 for 5 for the game before that miss.
You didn't mention it before, so you didn't jinx it.
One more try coming. And that one's short. No good. Rebound Atlantic. So she misses both. Up the floor comes Atlantic on the run quickly. Left side Thompson out to Leonard. She'll pull up inside the arc and fire one up and in. And timeout Atlantic. It's a 2-point basket for Catherine Leonard. She hits the 18-footer from the left wing. It's a 4-point game again, 63-59. Well, there's not a lot of time left anymore, so the strategy seems to be pretty cut and dried. Get the ball into somebody who's not shooting the free throws very well, foul them right away, and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's all you can really do, and you got to make sure when you do get the offensive possession here that you're very quick to go find a shot, and it's probably going to have to be a 3-point shot here at this point. They really don't have the luxury to keep knocking down the twos.
Well, Trainer's been a little spotty here in the fourth quarter. They've hit nine of 20 here in the fourth quarter.
That's pretty rough.
That's one thing that's keeping Atlantic in the ball game, as Trainer's not been able to convert much here in this fourth quarter. They've shot more free throws in this fourth quarter than they have the rest of the game combined. They only have 2 field goals here in the fourth quarter. So here we go. Trainer will inbound the basketball in the baseline. 14 seconds left. They lead by 4 over Atlantic. It'll be Paulson to inbound, and she can run the baseline. Paulson looking. Thompson's in front of her. Oh, they break free long. Now they throw it deep. It's picked up there by the Cardinals. They bring it back out. Hempel with it. She'll curl around on the dribble. Now they get it to the right side. 6 seconds, and now a foul underneath. That's going to be Hohenberger on the foul, and that'll send Christensen back to the free throw line for Trainer.
Well, it's just a mental breakdown there for Atlantic. You let the player get loose down the floor, and then they didn't foul immediately either. You need to get a hand on somebody right away. It just took too much time.
So at the free throw line is Christensen again for training. She'll shoot two. They've been in the double bonus for, well, half the night, it seems like.
It doesn't seem that way.
And Christensen's been there a lot. Christensen had one free throw in the first three quarters. As she makes them both here. She's got 10 free throw attempts here in this fourth quarter. 6 seconds left, 65-59. Atlantic to the front court. They throw it away. Oh, it was tipped. Thompson's pass tipped. Zips past Hohenberger out of bounds. 2 seconds left. Hohenberger will inbound for Atlantic. Thompson has it out top. She'll curl on the dribble and try to throw one up at the buzzer, and it's off the mark, and that'll do it here tonight. 65-59. Trainer, a winner here tonight over Atlantic. 65-59, a six-point victory here for the Cardinals. We'll take a break, and we'll wrap this one up for you right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Family Table in Atlantic, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner with specials daily and featuring a new ice cream flavor each month. They're open daily at 6 a.m. 7 days a week. That's the Family Table, located on the west end of 7th Street in Atlantic. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy, offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight. Not quite enough. Battled hard. Not quite enough, though. Trainer built themselves as much as a 12-point lead. It was as much as 11 midway through the fourth quarter before the Atlantic girls tried desperately to get back in the game late, but just a little too much to overcome here this evening.
Yeah, they did a nice job of making a rally. Some strong effort there down the stretch. Got some loose balls. Made some big shots, a couple of long threes by Macy Schmidt that were key to get him back into it, and made a nice rally, but they also have to look back a little bit further in the game, too, and blame themselves for getting down in that hole as well. They had a stretch there where they were not making a lot of close-in shots, and throughout the night, there's a lot of short-range shots that they just didn't put down this evening, and Trainer was making those, so that helped get them that lead that they were able to eventually hang on to.
65-59, your final, a six-point win here for the Cardinals tonight. Let's run the scoring down for you here real quick before we get out of here this evening. A lot of points on the board, a lot of free throws shot tonight. 55 free throws between the two teams tonight. 55 free throws. Did I mention there were 55 free throw attempts tonight? That's a lot of time spent standing around. For Trainer, the winners tonight, they had three players in double digits this evening, led by Kaylee Christensen. She finished with 19 points in the basketball game. Also, Madison Paulson had 14, 13 for Laura Hempel tonight, 8 points for Sarah Dyson, 5 for Madeline Deichler off the bench, 4 for Randy Robinson, and 2 tonight for Lexi Killinger. On the other side for Atlantic, 4 players in double digits tonight. Erin Olson led the way. She had 19 points in the contest. Also, a dozen each for Tiffany Williams and Macy Schmidt, 11 points for Catherine Leonard, 3 points tonight for Skye Thompson, and 2 for Stephanie Sandbothy this evening. Free throw shooting, well, we mentioned there were 55 total free throws shot in this ball game. Atlantic ended up 16 of 25. For Trainer, they were 17 of 30, so actually a lot of opportunities missed for Trainer to stretch that lead out a little bit more. 17 of 30 from the free throw line here tonight. Trainer led by 5, 17-12 at the end of the first quarter. They were up 1 at the half, 28-27. They stretched it out to as many as a dozen points. The biggest lead was 12 tonight at 58-46, and they led late by 11, 60-49. Atlantic made a nice run, a 10-5 run to finish the game, but just wasn't enough, as Trainer hit enough free throws to hang on to a reasonable lead, and then time just ran out on Atlantic's rally here tonight. So with the loss, Atlantic falls to 6-11 overall in the season. And for Trainer, they improved to 12-2 on the year. Good test for both of these teams. 65-59, again, your final. Trainer defeating Atlantic here this evening.
Yeah, it really was a pretty good game. It started off very well. Both teams played really well early on in the game. Then things got a little bit sloppy at times for both teams. Of course, the free throw issue for Trainer, and then the short-range shooting game for Atlantic. So and there's points where both teams would have liked to play a lot better, but I think overall, pretty hard-fought game and a good test for both teams.
Absolutely. 65-59, again, your final. Our next basketball here on KJAN will come your way tomorrow night. We'll move over into the Western Iowa Conference tomorrow evening, as we'll be up in Audubon tomorrow night as Audubon plays host to Tri-Center in a girl and boy Western Iowa Conference basketball doubleheader. Girls first at 6 o'clock. Boys will follow at roughly 7:30. We'll have both of them for you on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. And you can also catch the games tomorrow night on the web at KJAN.com. And if you can't make it to the ball game, but you still want to watch, you can do that from the comfort of your living room. You can catch that one on the TV page at KJAN.com. We'll have live streaming video. That's Audubon hosting Tri-Center tomorrow night here on KJAN Girls and Boys. Again, your final here tonight, 65-59. Trainer defeats Atlantic in girls high school basketball. That'll do it for us. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here tonight, and good night from Atlantic.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hall's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the flooring business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. Never say can't, that's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland. Call 712-774-2215. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer today. Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic.
No plans for the week.